Good time.
What, you didn't have Calliope or Ashka Metro?
Why did you
No,
not have a good time?
I didn't go hard, to be honest. I just.
Hey, you're saying this. You're talking about how
You're getting old,
Americans
man.
are.
Yeah, what
You
happened there?
know, Reggie? No, but Reggie was talking about, he's like, Americans are at this phase where they're like doubling down on their stereotype of a brown guy on
Yeah,
the
they're like,
Punjabi tropes.
I'm walking into a tequila shop. I was like, what the fuck? No, thank you. And they're like, yo, you're from Brampton, bro. Like, I was like, yeah.
You got to wear the label now, Brampton.
I was like, yeah,
They're
I
like,
don't want to. I don't want to pound tequila.
what do you mean? You're not a Brampton fuckboy?
They're like, yo, this is 1942. And I was like, shit, like, you okay? Expensive tequila. I'm not pounding it. You know?
Why is liquor like that? Where the older it is, the better it is.
No. That's the
It's
name
not.
of a company.
Oh, the
It's
company's nine. Okay, but they do that with
no, but
wine, right? Like,
well, they
it's
do it
all
with
based on its
whiskey
age.
because it's based on the rarity. So let's say you take a whiskey and you have to naturally age it in caskets. So if you have one that's 10 years, and the only main difference is that when you go from like a 10 year to a 20 year or 25 year, whatever you want to call it, is due to the evaporation within the barrel, there's less quantity. So therefore it's more expensive. So that's why these higher year age barrels are a lot more expensive. What the general population does, they equate that aging process to a higher taste profile, or something that tastes much better, when it doesn't generally mean that.
No, so
So
it doesn't taste better.
no, it could. It's but I mean, there's no,
No.
the main thing is it's the aging process. But the reason is there's just less quantity when you go from a 10 year to an 18 year. That's all it is, right? So that's the main reason. That's what they taught us at the distillery in Scotland.
I like how you're the guy who goes to tour shops and like listens to
And I
everything
listen.
in. I
So
remember I
yeah,
was.
that's I'm sure there's difference in taste and stuff, but what they kind of basically got to, they're like, if you like a 10 year old and you like the taste, you like the taste, right? The years don't really matter. It's more of a,
Preference.
no, what's when you're like, oh, I'm drinking 18, like, and if a person never drinks whiskey, it's more like, what's the, not showing off, what's the
Facetious.
Yeah, it's like, yeah,
Pretentious.
it's show off,
Pretentious. It's a fish
pretentious,
person.
whatever it is, right? That's kind of comes with that, especially in this season now, man. The single malts, people are just like, oh, look at my this on their Instagram.
You know what
No,
the
single
best?
malts,
Compared to blends, come on,
You know what the
this
most
does a
cringiest thing
no,
is
that
I saw this on my
fair.
Instagram, is the.
Just talking? Well, what's the show about? It's about nothing. It's about nothing.
Just want these guys to know you got another thing coming, bitch. I'm still around.
Shot, it's like the liquor bottle juggle, like the party juggle.
Yeah.
And I remember Twitter, someone posted it, like flexing it, and then Punjabi Twitter is like sick. Twitter just like eats that shit up. And they like made the person delete the tweet, and I think the person even deleted their Twitter account because of it. Because she was just
Why?
getting trolled to hell for like that post she made. She posted a video of their like Bacardi Jungle. And she's like, this is so lit. And everyone just started mocking her and making fun of her. And then she's like,
Why
oh.
did the why does the sick Twitter go after her?
Like, yo, this is what you guys celebrate? You think this is cool? You're fucking lame as hell type shit.
Like pushing like drinking culture is kind of toxic too, right?
Yeah, but that's not religious.
No, it might not be religious,
No, but
but
it's a,
it's
it's a place where you get shit on someone and bully someone.
yeah,
Yeah, fair
they
enough.
got they bullied the hell out of this person for
Yeah.
trying to flex on something. Like, you really think this is cool? You think this is what, like, this ain't
Yeah.
the flex you
It's
want
like a
think it
kid
is.
coming to school on first day of school wearing like really nice clothes and has like some kid who has no confidence. All of a sudden they have a sense of confidence and you go out and destroy it. You need to
So
tell how stupid he looks, you
you
destroy
got I got my new look, I got my new
it.
clothes.
Yeah.
Here comes
Kicks.
Ranjit.
He always look,
Yo,
he's wearing his dad's shoes, bro.
school is vicious like that. I remember getting going to international soldiers one time and thinking, yo, I got some nice ass shit. Get to school, everyone's like, yo, you're rocking international? The fuck is wrong with you? You poor? I was like, Well, like I got shot down. So international
Yeah,
clothing is suits
yo,
too.
at one point, international clothing, I mean, in Malton, everyone was wearing exhaust jeans at one point. So I remember those days, or stitches. No,
I stole stitches, stitches,
stitches, right? So, I mean,
yeah, so
yeah,
me coming in a
we grew
year
up in
later.
the, we did grow up in that era where like brand names with Nike coming in and like the sporting wear with their logos, you know. So the rich kids all got it first, and then the rest of us just had to
I don't
wait
know.
till
Do you think that's still
see
a
who
thing
play. Just
where
see who
people check
play.
labels? Like, I remember it was a big thing growing up for me, like in high school. People were like, yo, let me check the
Is that
label.
real or is it fake?
It's real. Yo, it was so messed up. Remember, people had the Nike check mark on their decal on the back of windows of cars.
They
That's
still
how
do,
bad.
man.
I haven't seen
Ramals. I had a Nike Ramal.
it.
There's a dude driving around on my street. He has a freaking OVO logo on his car. I was like, why?
I've seen the Gucci snakes. That's my favorite. The Gucci snakes is on a car, so.
I don't know, man. People take this brand shit way, like I thought they took it way too serious back then. I can only imagine it's just tenfold now.
It's worse now. Everybody's trying to stunt, right? Because especially dawn of IG and
You know
Facebook and all that shit.
what's even more fucked is now people found a way to stunt on Twitter. Like, because we're so social media-esque, everyone started flaunting their NFT shit. NFTs were a flop, man. They're like, look how much money I just spent on this
Spent
avatar.
on, yeah.
On these useless things that you can't even think
That
about. Yeah.
the world is all about being, it's all about flexing.
Mean, that's in
And
good times, right? It's when economic times are good. We'll see this
yeah.
year. We're gonna see in another few. I can't wait till these
Who's still flexing
yeah,
exactly?
we'll see. Yeah,
We'll
I
see
hope
who pulls
everybody
up.
is. No, I hope success for everybody, but I mean, I think you're gonna see
Yo,
a lot toned
this is
down.
where when you see G-Wagons at No Frills. See, this is where you and me differ. Robbie's like, I want everyone to be successful, and I just want the world to, I'm like, fuck, I want to see the world burn. I want all you guys who thought you
No,
were the shit to
I feel
like.
like I feel I'm kind of like the emperor. I have one side saying, "Oh, I kumbaya, everybody." Yeah, on the other side, there's a darkness.
I'm all like, yo,
I'm with you.
if I'm in the mud, y'all getting dirty with me. Get down here.
It's
Man.
no the bragging, the yeah, the logo stuff's weird, right? It's like if you think about it, you're just bragging about putting someone else's last name on your body. That's what it
Yeah,
is,
and
right? I
you're
mean,
not
it's.
getting paid for it. You're not
You're
getting
not getting
paid for
paid
it.
for it.
Yeah.
It's a bit, you know. But yeah, man, to each his own, you know.
Man, it was the worst for me. There was this brand called NYC, ENYCE.
Yeah, okay.
And I had a tracksuit and I went to school. I was like, yo, I'm copping that
Yo,
Nietzsche. I got destroyed. I got destroyed.
remember tracksuits? Like at
Yeah,
one
the
point,
velour
tracksuits
track.
were on the rare.
Windbreakers. The windbreakers. The Bindi Johal tracksuit.
I had the velour ones, man. That was a little bit after, but
I whatever we got at the flea market, that's all we really had. So,
yeah.
But yo, those were in because I was watching old Seinfeld episodes and they were rocking it on Seinfeld. So I'm like, yo, this was legit. The old mafia shows, everyone was rocking windbreakers.
did you guys ever go to the 747 flea market?
All the time.
Steal. When
Yeah,
you're
I
kids,
lived
yeah,
there,
it was a huge thing,
buddy.
man. Yeah,
I knew my way
it
around. I
was.
can still tell you which way to get to the video game, guys.
It's closed now, though, right? I think.
No, it's still open.
It's still around. It's just not as bit popular. I feel like a lot of the Facebook marketplaces, the Kijijis, they gave these
Yeah, I
guys a
mean,
way to
fair enough.
operate outside of it. That if you're looking for something,
That
you get
and
it outside of
Amazon.
it. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, yeah. Dude, yeah. I just
Forgot
remember the
about
video
the
game
video game.
guys.
Yeah, video game guys. I forgot about that. No, I used to get the comic. I don't know if you guys got comic. There was comic book guys as well. Comic books and comic book cards and
I bought cards
trading
from there.
cards. And there's a bunch of different stuff. Yeah,
Buddy
that's
who had the video game store there, so I'd go check them
yeah,
out.
Irfan.
Yeah.
He was the guy, man. This guy had all the freaking
His
games I'd
brother,
go
his
into.
younger brother is my guy, but yeah, him too.
I just remember, and I remember going to school with them, but if I showed up at the flea market, they would never act like they knew who I was. Like, buddy, you go to Turner. I see you all the time. Like, but they at the flea market, they were the shit. Like, they were the coolest motherfuckers alive. So they're like, we don't know you. All right. But talking about cool guys, you guys see what happened with Andrew Tate?
So I actually only heard about him last week, and I knew this, he's getting a lot of backlash. So Andrew Tate's this like misogynistic guy. I saw some clip of him saying he wouldn't give CPR to a guy because that's gay. And yeah, like he does, he's like, his brand is this kind of fucking macho bravado shit. And if he's doing this for so long, my question is, what did he do to piss off everyone so much that all of a sudden there's a huge backlash?
Yeah, that was a good question. Yeah.
So I've been, he's been on my social feed a little longer just because I'm in like the whole gaming niche thing,
Right.
and he got really picked up by like gamer, certain gamers would like bring him on their streams and like really boost him, like bigger streamers, and they're like, yo, this, and the problem was they were like, it's good, they're bringing, introducing him to 12-year-olds and 13-year-olds going into grade six, and those kids loved him, like they swore by this motherfucker, like, yo, you see what Andrew Tate, yo, watch this clip. And what's really problematic about it, at first it was just kind of like, oh no, he's playing a character. And then you know, as his stuff went up the food chain of people and like who's like of who's analyzing and seeing it, and the older guys hear him and they're like, what the fuck is this guy talking about? Hold on, he said what? Hold on. And then he started getting more attention until, you know, mature, like this one guy saw his thing and he did a whole little YouTube video on him last week. Just talking about, hey, this is the guy that, you know, all the kids right now are raving about and latching onto. This is what he said. And they're like bringing out his history, like, yo, this guy beats women and says that men should be
He
able to
actually
beat.
does, or he just
Yeah.
says shit.
No, like he had a case from before about it. And then when
Oh,
asked about it on podcast, he's like, which guy doesn't? He's like, of course you should. He's like, your woman needs to know that you're the man. She's like, no woman wants to be with a guy who's too soft to hit her. He's like, women want that from you. And they're like digging out his
he's
old.
like one of those guys that says shit, but like it's just like all bravado and bullshit. He
Yeah,
actually
so
does
that's what
that.
everyone thought. But then these guys started like really pulling up past videos. Like he was on Big Brother and he got kicked off that because he was like really, really toxic to a girl. And then this one YouTuber was like, yeah, I've talked to girls who've come forward saying, yo, he's pretty violent. And he was like on another podcast where someone's like, they say this. And he's like backing up, like, yeah, I'm about it. And then, yeah, so. YouTube and or not YouTube, but Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, all kind of preemptively said, yeah, stop sharing his shit on here. We're not giving him a platform on here. He makes it sound like he doesn't even care. He's like, oh, I don't even need those platforms. I've made it. And he was selling like a pyramid scheme business plan, like one of those YouTube things, courses. Like, let me teach you how to trade stocks and become a millionaire because I'm a millionaire. So he was doing that shit. I don't know, man. It's a weird world that, and part of me thinks this is like a complete reaction. You know how we say the far left really dominates the like our thinking, the wokeness, the woke culture, the cancel culture, all that. And he was kind of like a voice of like, I don't give a fuck if you guys cancel me. I'm openly saying this stuff that people like gravitated towards that and wanted to really boost it, I guess, to a
It's
degree. Or
is
like he
so
became
what
an
now is he
attractive
on
option of it.
now is he what on Truth Social? Like, what's he doing now?
I mean, he's like, I didn't even know they canceled me because I don't use social media because I'm a real man. I'm an OG. We don't use that shit. We're busy, you know, grabbing bitches
It
type
can't be
thing.
that big. I actually sent a clip of Sanjay Dutt today. I saw a pretty funny meme of him.
Yeah.
You saw that?
Yeah,
I saw
that's
the tweet.
I retweeted it,
Video?
man. I retweet the
Oh,
shit.
you
You
don't
guys
know?
like,
Okay.
you guys like, I saw some.
I think I saw it in this video.
And then so I sent that. So just so everybody who is listening knows, there's this a clip of Sanjay Dutt, old badass Bollywood guy, talking about, how effeminate some men have become in India, wearing like pink shirts and like long hair, etc., etc. And there's a reference to Andrew Tate there, and her response was, "Who's Andrew Tate?" So I don't think he's like that big. Of course, like she's a bit out of it, but it's kind of like a bellwether for me.
I think he's having his 15 minutes.
I think he's big in a
Yeah,
demographic. Like he's big for that teenage demographic, like the high
man,
schoolers
he
were.
look, he's still, he's kind of says the right things and a certain population latches on. I mean, Trump did the same thing with a particular group of the population, and they love him for it, and that's what it is. The problem is, yeah, like you highlighted, if it's the younger generations being so influenced by it, that's quite concerning, which is the case with most social media, to be honest with you.
So,
But you know, yeah.
is it fair to say like the left is what it is, like you get canceled all the time, but on the right, can you get canceled on the right side?
What do you mean by like right wing people canceling the right?
Yeah, right wing people canceling y'all right wing guys.
I feel like the right's really, really scared to do that. Because,
Yeah, because
look,
like,
but I think if you're like
because at
right,
one point, like, Trump could do no wrong. Like, he's not going to get
yeah, but
canceled for
they kept
whatever.
trying to cancel him. Like the right guy, like the other conservatives were like, yeah, we don't like it. But then he kept winning. So, like, fuck, at some point, we just gotta ride this wave
No,
with
but
him.
if you look at Liz Cheney, who's obviously a Republican, right? But anytime she goes against Trump, people make her like a leftist. So that's the risk you run being on the right trying to
Be
cancel or do
reasonable.
something. Yeah, be reasonable, is that they automatically then push you to the left. They've gone so far right that if you don't agree, you're just a leftist. That's all it is, right? So.
I only bring this up because another thing I was going to talk about is PP Pierre. Our buddy met with a far right, group in Canada. They're neo-Nazis. And there's a picture of him handshaking their leader a few days ago. His defense to this is the media is publicizing his handshake when they should not be focusing on it whatsoever. It's a weird take to have, but is it, have we got to that point where now further we're totally polarized, like the States, and like PP can do no wrong, like no one's gonna call him out for openly embracing neo-Nazis?
No,
I
what
mean,
that what that what he did there makes me think that he, even in a mistake, he wouldn't admit a mistake. Like, you know what, Trump, when it was David Duke stuff, he's like, I don't know who David Duke is. That was just, even though he knew who he was, he's like, I don't know who that is. As in, like, claiming ignorance. PP is basically saying, oh, I can do what I want, right? And that's the weird thing with him. He's not even saying he was wrong or I didn't know who they were or they weren't vetted. I don't see the like he that he could have easily done that. But he's basically saying, oh, I can, you guys are focused on the wrong thing. That's
yeah,
strange, right? You
like
know?
he can't really backtrack because if he takes a step back,
He could
then
have
that
just been
destabilizes
like,
the base.
he could have been
Like,
like, I shake people's hands all the time. They came in for a meeting. I wasn't aware of their background. Next time people need to be vetted a little bit more. And that's it. That's the end of it. But because he's doing the same thing Trump did, where he doesn't want to lose that vote or lose the people that are inclined to think like that, and he likes, gaslighting, if you will. He's not going to, and that's always my concerning thing with him, that he just doesn't come and say, "Oh no, I don't agree with him." Simple as that. But it's pee-pee. He's Schindler's Boy.
you think
Yeah,
politics
this
pieces,
boy.
but I mean, conservatives generally were fighting against him and saying, "Look, don't fight, don't vote for him because he won't get elected. Here's Charest or here's Brown or here's someone else that you can vote for who's more of a moderate conservative." I mean, I feel like conservatives try to be reasonable, and I mean, I vote conservative all the time, so it's kind of like, look, I don't agree with all conservatives. So a lot of them are dumbasses, but the policies they push sometimes that outweighs. And I know I don't want to call them leftists because I feel like when we start defining people as leftists or rightists, a lot of us, like even a lot of people I know who are leftists, they're not leftists. They're just progressives. They're not as like stuck on certain ideals. But
Well,
at
I
the same
mean,
time,
what is left? I mean, now there's just two ends of a spectrum. You can't even say you're a centrist. There's no such thing.
yeah,
Right? That
because
doesn't exist anymore. You have to pick, right?
as soon as you take a position that aligns one way or the other. But like in Canada, most conservatives have accepted homosexuality. Like I remember last time they're like, we're not even opening this can up. But in America, like the right is considered anti or super homophobic and all that kind of stuff. Where in Canada, I feel like the right, like Pierre, if you asked him like, what do you feel about same-sex marriage, he wouldn't bring it up. He's like, yeah, it's fine. Like
Yeah,
I
but
feel
it's
like
slippery
Canada's.
slope now, right? Like, look, the States has in recent weeks opened up the debate on or reshaped the conversation around abortion. After that was done, they have now gone after same-sex marriages. Like, that's being questioned, that's being raised. So by next election, there might be, a
Something
Supreme
else,
Court that will be pushing to overturn that decision, and a huge swell from the right looking to turn that over. Once that, something that was safe was accepted, was, a moor of society that we're not going to question this. It's all accepted, It's
and
trite.
all
It's trite now. It's no longer trite. It's
I
now
think
it's become fresh debate.
and I think in Canada excuse me, for most of these political parties, that's just a topic. Even the conservatives, like, that's there's no point in putting any energy into that because the majority of the country does not sign with
Has
the other view. So why would we even, until, if in America might be a little bit more segregated in the thinking, if you will, and there is a space where a politician can, turn that screw and squeeze some votes out of it, they can. But in Canada, it's a non-issue.
But
But
it's an issue enough, like the abortion thing. It comes up in, like, that's why Pierre won't
it
touch
comes
abortion,
up, but
right?
it's still a small
No,
percentage of the
it's a small
population, right?
percentage, but it's enough that when conservatives bring it up, it scares enough Canadians to go, fuck it. We don't trust these guys are too,
Exactly. But
right?
that's why it doesn't serve them well when they talk about it.
Yeah.
They should just stay quiet, get their lines, and just keep. I mean, Andrew Scheer, that's same thing happened to him. It's happened numerous times. They just it, and when they get the question, it says like, you're going to be asked this question. You know this is going to come up. How have you not formulated it can even a scripted response that sounds semi-genuine, but every time they get, proposed a question, they fumble or they say something incorrect or and the public goes, ah, not this again. No, right?
It's
And
because they're
that's
so double-minded on these things. Because they're like,
no,
dude.
even if they are, like they're politicians. Like just learn how to, get through that one question. That is your job at the end of the day, right? So
Your only job.
your only job, yeah. So for me, it surprises me they always drop the ball on those questions. They
Talk
should
about.
easily say the majority of Canadians do not agree that this is the topic at hand of today, and it is not an important concern. We have other concerns such as the economy, and we'll put our focus there. And
Look
everyone
at
goes, oh
this
yeah,
guy.
vote for
This guy
conservative.
right here sounds like he's a politician.
I'm not a
100%.
politician.
100%. This guy sounds like he should run for politics.
I fashion myself more like a Michelle or a Hillary.
Oh, man. I guess let's just talk about it, boys. So we did
Yeah,
something stupid this
let's
week.
do it.
I
Yeah,
did something stupid.
something.
I've been having nothing but regrets. They're like talking to me and going through the ceremony and it's a ceremony of like, do you agree to this or that? And doing the check mark thing. I'm like, oh, do I
All right,
really agree with this?
so
So that sounds like he's signing his wedding certificate.
yeah,
No,
so
that was easier.
Shinda,
The wedding
myself,
certificate
and
offered.
hold on a sec, hold on a sec. So Shinda,
Give some
myself,
context. Yes.
and Robbie's wife,
Hold on,
and
hold on. We're not allowed saying Robbie's wife. My wife lectured me to not say that. She's like, she's an independent woman who can has her own name, recognize her name, and I was like, Mrs. Secombe, and then she laughed at me because I'm like.
Yes,
Yeah.
so for context, there's another trustee. Her name is Nirlip Secombe. She is Robbie's wife. She's
Nepal,
also
not
running as
Nepal.
well.
Nepal. I know
No,
Nirlip.
Nirlip. Oh, my
I
bad.
think I know my wife's name, yeah.
My bad.
Randy just turned to the computer as if he was going to search her name to prove me
You got it
wrong.
wrong.
That,
You got it
that's
wrong.
how that's how that's how
It's
triggered
spelled
Randy
wrong.
is by me.
Spelled wrong. Nepal. Oh my god. Oh man. Anyways, Nirpal, myself, and Shinda have signed
Hold
up to
on,
be
full names, full names.
myself.
Shinda,
Oh yeah.
Shinda, yeah,
He had to
not
use his
Shinda.
government name.
His
I had to use my
government
government name.
name, his
My
govy,
govies out there
his
now. There's no taking back
Yeah.
mine.
So we're running for trustee in different wards. I'm in 3-4. You guys are where? One
Two and
one in
six.
five. You're 1-5, and yeah, you guys are two and
Nepal's in two,
six.
six, yep.
Why?
So,
Hold on. How did we get to this point? Literally, we made a joke on the podcast 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, and all of a sudden we're actually here. I didn't
I
really
think
stop.
I think we're playing we're we're doing our civic duty, playing a part of the Canadian political process. I think it's fine, Shinda. It's an experience. There's nothing wrong.
It was really the fact that we shit on everyone in the government that we decided it's time that we go in there and try to clean things up and be part of the solution.
and we can do it better. That's all it is. I don't know why I'm talking. I'm not running.
All right, Michelle.
Yeah, Michelle. Yeah, no. Let's before we get down into all of it and what it all means, I mean, the process was kind of weird. I thought I'd literally like go to City Hall, pay my fee, get my forms and then go home. But no, there's like it's quite the process. You
How'd you feel when you got
they
that giant textbook?
I was like, oh my God, I have so much reading to do. And why is this not in PDF and sent to me in an email? And after they handed me that big piece of, yeah, exactly. After they handed me that, they're like, you'll be getting a copy of this in your candidate portal. I was like, what? Why'd you kill a tree then?
You know what? When I started getting, when they're like, all right, so make sure you go create a bank account for all your expenses. I'm like, that sounds a lot more
work. That's a lot of work.
Yeah, when the bank account thing really hit me, I was like, oh man.
Do I need to get a special account? They're like, any expenditures you do need to go through your bank account?
I was like, what am I spending money on?
Yeah, I'm like, they're like, make sure your signs. And I'm like, I wasn't planning on doing signs.
Signs.
But
yeah,
you know when it became real? Is when all the homies who are into politics, like we have a really tight political circle. I like to think it's political somebodies, people who have kingmakers, people who have gotten people elected, people who have been ministers, people who have been high up in certain parties. When they found out and they got like, hold up, you're running? All right, we got this. We're going to get you to office. We're going to start the machine. I got your signs, sign order in. So what's your, we're going to host your first fundraiser. How much money are we looking at? I was like, brother.
Shindo was just relying on Twitter.
Yeah, I'm going to retweet myself.
I'm going to retweet myself three times. And the 27 listeners here, I hope they have 27 like cousins in my writing that they can like refer.
I didn't think it was such a big political fight for school trustee. Like I thought, fine, there's people that want to do it, but I didn't think it was this intense political process that's made itself evident now. I thought it was just a name on a ballot, not like the counselors and the mayor and so on and so forth, right? It's always been a...
Yeah.
We excited some people who really want to see us succeed. And I appreciate it.
Yeah, I was just telling the boys just before we started recording, but I'll repeat the story here. I left City Hall and I thought, well, you know, if I don't tell my parents, they'll be pretty pissed if they find out from someone else. So make that call. You know, my cha-cha, my fuford, my daya. Like, I called just the intimate close people that should know before they find out from other people. They got very excited. They are overly excited and they are pressuring me like crazy. Like right. What that lady said about the signs and bank account, these guys are already like, money, come take it.
They want to see that vote Dhaliwal sign going up all over the city by October. September
26th. Yeah.
It'd be funny if we do like the mayors and the counselors is just signboards for school trustee all over Brampton.
I was like, yo, what? In my head, so I'm like,
the school trustee goes hard in Brampton, bro.
And I mean, I'll just put out there, the first thing that everybody says to me is Harkirit is a name that always gets dropped for doing a very effective but very big trustee campaign.
Sounds expensive.
And I'm like, yeah, I'm not doing that.
But Harkirit was smart in that he leveraged that later to become city councilor too. Like he
made it a
stepping stone.
I told my wife, we'll print one sign and we'll put it at the entrance of the 410. Good to go. That's more recognition than you need any lawn sign. Just one big 12-foot sign. We're good. Yeah, it's a better investment than putting on everyone's lawns, right? And then having the thing that people don't know about the lawn signs, it's fine and dandy putting them up, but you got to go pick them up after too. And that's a whole other undertaking, which is horrible, right?
It's easy to pick up signs when you win. It's a really boring chore to do when you lose.
And who wants to do that? No one wants to do that. So,
I mean, signs honestly, I was just like, I'm going to take out Google AdWords, put it up, and get rammed. I'm going to get a 30-second video that shows up on TikTok a week before the election.
Take that with me, please.
Yeah, let's just do it together.
Just put our name on, too.
It's like, change the homework. Let's use the exact same script. Look, man. We're in it now. And then the competitive juices of obviously I know are going to kick in when I realize Ranji's putting in what work? Fuck that. I can't let him beat me. I got to get at least
two. Well, you guys, everybody keeps telling me I'm like running up against the super trustees. I've already
The
lost.
best conversation I had about this, I was talking to someone in the know, and they're like, I was like, yo, man, I'm like, yo, I think Randy has a chance because, he's only Dissy on his ballot. Dhaliwal's a prominent name. People are gonna do that. Like, fucking no, brother. Randy's getting smoked. You and Robbie, you and Mrs. Seiko have a chance. They're like, we're putting all our eggs in your basket. Randy's already shipped.
God.
You're down
No, but
bad, man.
hey, but if you take her down,
Yeah, talk about competitive juices.
that's the challenge, brother. You
Yeah.
take her down, you are, that's it. Champ is here.
Look at Randy's face as we talk about
Yeah, you
this.
got.
He's like,
I don't know
you
if you guys. I don't know
assholes.
if you guys. I don't know if you guys saw Leon Edwards, the Edwards fight. It was fun.
Yeah.
That's what Randy needs to do. Come on, Rocky, you can do it.
Randy needs
Last
that
minute.
leg kick. Holy
Yeah,
shit,
leg
brother.
kick.
Let's just talk about this fight real quick. I haven't watched UFC regularly in almost 5 years, just
Yes.
because kids, time changes. I just don't have time to keep up with the sport. So I haven't really watched Usman's reign, but everyone's like, he's way better than GSP. He's broken GSP's record. And in my head, it's like that LeBron versus Jordan thing. I'm like, nah, man, you guys didn't see Jordan in his prime. I saw every single one of GSP's fights live. You'll never be able to top that. And so I'm watching Usman, and he's dominating the shit out of this guy for 4.5 rounds.
More
To the
than
point
four and
where,
a half.
yeah, four and nine
4.7.
quarters.
Yeah,
Nine
basically.
quarters. But yeah, he's dominating the shit. And I was like watching this Edwards guy. I'm like, this guy doesn't want to be in this fight. His eyes, his body language was just like, well, I'm going to get beat up again.
Yeah.
And when he landed that kick, I was like, I had to take a double take. Like, what the fuck?
I almost turned it off. It was the fourth round. I'm like, I'll just get the
Fifth,
I'll
we're
just
in
get
the
the
fifth
score,
now, right?
Yeah, I'm like, whatever, fourth or fifth. I'm like, it was done because he kept getting taken down. He looked like he was out of it. And then I'm like, yeah, whatever. I was doing something else on the computer, just watching him, like, and he just kind of like, what just happened? Right? It's like, oh, everyone's going crazy. I'm like, how did he do that? And you watch it again. It's like he came back to life in that one kick, did
Yeah.
a quick fake, kicked him, and that was it. Put his lights out. Great
Sports
fight, though, to
Wallet.
watch if no one's seen that. Yeah.
Yeah, I was asleep, so this is going over my head.
You really didn't even catch it?
No, I
Holy
was knocked
smokes,
out. I was
dude.
knocked out.
This was weird for me because all my boys who I used to watch MMA with regularly and who are normally just really silent on fights because no, everyone's sleeping and old. We were all like ironically up on WhatsApp and on Twitter at the exact same time and watching the fight and all caught it and we're like, what the fuck? So it was like a throwback to our youth of 5 years back when we were like able to actually enjoy MMA.
Stay up, maybe get together and watch them all.
I don't know, man. It was a fun fight. But yeah, Randy, that's what you gotta do. You gotta just come out, fix that body language a little
Yeah.
bit and get in there and do that Rocky thing.
Yeah, just 1-2 and to get it out.
Robbie, he's getting fucking rocked.
It's been rocked.
Done. Oh man, I didn't even look up. Like you looked up how much she got last time. I don't even know who I'm going up against. So I could be totally ignorant. I could be going up against
Yo,
like.
my guy only won by like 200 votes last time, so there's a shot,
Yeah, no. She won by 50%. She had
know.
50% vote. She had 50% of the vote
You can do
herself.
it, man. Why are you doubting yourself? You can do it. You can do
Oh,
it.
hold on. I'm gonna give you your strategy because I have zero interest. No, actually, you told me not. I'm gonna tell you what you gotta do. You gotta bring up the CC guys, get them to come out. They follow in your writing.
Yeah.
Get them to bring out all their little cousins because they all their little cousins are voting age. I say they're little, but they're like 20-year-olds. Right, all our COD lobbies are. I'll give you the mailing list for that COD Warzone tournament we did. I think half those guys are in your writing. Hit them up, be like, you motherfuckers gotta vote here. We gotta do this. All
Yo,
right,
you're no man. How old is this lady? The one that
she's
she's
in her
in
much older,
50s,
man. She's in her
50?
60s,
Yo, you got
late
a kid,
50s.
man. You run on that. You're a actual parent in the writing.
Dude, I'm a parent coming out of a post-pandemic world when like. Education's being pushed online and in
There you
class.
go. There
Huge
you go.
debate. There's
Yeah.
always fucking
Throw some anti-vaccine in there,
strikes.
anti-mask. You'll be good, man.
Provincial government, school boards are always clashing. Dude, I'm a man of the people. I'm listening. I'm listening.
I'm here to listen.
Yeah.
I'm the trustee you can trust. Oh, Ranji Dhaliwal wards or rewards? 2-6?
Or
2-4?
vote for the other lady.
Or vote for the lady. Clearly, she's been doing a good enough job that she gets 50% of the vote.
Yeah. Vote for status quo.
I mean,
go ahead. Go ahead.
We should really petition for them to take off incumbent on the ballot, because that way you got to really know the name and who you're voting for.
Oh, is that what's there?
It
Incumbent?
usually shows incumbent, like in brackets, incumbent. It's kind of like the if you're happy with stuff, just vote for the right this person again.
I'd be think all you guys need is one good viral video. If you got that up on Bremley Road, just something, you're good. Don't gotta do no door knocking, no sign. Everyone knows who you are. That's it.
Is
What
municipal
the
a door knocking thing? Like,
Yeah.
first of all, trustees should not be door knocking. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
It is, man. Look, it all comes down to if you don't have name recognition and you want people to know who you are, you got to get out there. That's how you got to not pull the vote. I'm from the pull the vote school of thought. Like, you got to get there. You got to just introduce yourself to people. You don't got to spend like 10 minutes talking to them and telling them how you're going to reform the education system. But you got to introduce yourself. You got to let people know, hey, this is who I am. I'm going to be on that ballot. I'd appreciate you putting a little check mark beside me. And if they want to get to know you more, here's where you can learn more about me. Honestly, I feel like door knocking is the most effective
You're talking
way
all about
in
door
city.
knocking, lid dropping.
I think it matters more so in a city election or a municipal election than it does in a federal. In federal, your leader debates, all that stuff is going to sway. The media is doing all the work for you. They're going to remind people 10 times who the main leaders are and what their party's platforms are. No MP and PP has independent platforms of their party, right? All they can do is remind people on the day of to, hey, make sure you come vote. But when it comes to city councilors, people don't know us. They're not going to hear about us. We might
We're
get
not even
invited.
city councilors.
No, not even, yeah, we're not, crusties don't even make it to the internet debates. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
Is
So,
there there's debates for city school trustee?
yeah, or there's
No.
debates for city council and regional councilors,
No, I know that,
right?
but I thought for school trustee, I'm like, that's a weird one.
I don't know if there is, because I don't think it's, we're in a position to be making reforms.
Google this. Yeah, we're not.
We're not reformers of the system so much as we are conduits between parrots and, all I'm saying is, it's intense. You gotta get real. Someone's like, "Yo, I'm gonna get you time on Desi radios." I'm like, "Sale, I'm the Punjabi. It's not even up there. You're gonna embarrass me to the point people are like, "Yo, you have the Punjabi me
Yo,
rookie vote one year."
Yo,
Oh.
but that is true though. If you do go on a Punjabi talk show or something, your Punjabi might better be like at least of a certain par, right?
I'm not there and I'm not gonna get there. That's my
And
fear, right?
that's I think that's I
I'm better
commend you
off
for
trying to
that
go
more so than
viral.
just saying, it's I'd rather just speak English. That's okay.
No, I'm not gonna go on there and speak English. I feel like that's more of a foot move.
There was a debate on an Indian TV show for wards
Oh.
9, 10
I
school
mean,
trustees.
yeah, War 910, of course. Everything goes big, War 910. Yo, you know what's
But
blessed though? You see
I
the
could do the
list?
Punjabi
You can do the Hindi
My
thing too.
wife's
Let's
Punjabi is
do it.
stellar, so I'm okay.
So I'm the
I'm
only one
good
not
with
showing up to this Punjabi radio. If you know what? What if we all go on together and
Together as a team?
you guys carry, and I'll
Just
just
smile in the
nod.
background?
Yeah, like I'm here too, Shujinder Singh.
As
And it'll
long
be
as
vote
I'm in
Pao.
on your
No.
video, then yeah.
When they just go to you, what do you think? Hanji. Hanji. Thank you,
Hanji
dude.
ne sahi gal
Parna
dasi
chunga ya.
jarur
Parna chunga
हर बच्चे नू स्कूल जाना चाहिए साडा भी 10वीं तक सीगा साडा 10वीं पास होया दे
Anyways,
Oh man, I'm in this weird
yeah,
place where I'm old and I don't like doing stuff and I'm now doing stuff. Fuck you guys. That's all I gotta say. The whole time when you guys are on my case, Shinda, did you go sign up? Shinda, did you go sign up? And I'm like, if I this is a time in life where I wish I could just be like, you know what? Fuck you guys. I'm a bitch. I ain't doing this shit.
you could have.
No, I can't. My ego
Why
won't
didn't
let
you?
me, cause I'm a
And then
sucker
you're
of peer
not that.
pressure.
Then you're not that guy yet. You're not
No,
that guy.
no. I'm
Look, worst case scenario for me, like,
Worst case scenario,
COVID
everybody
ended
loses.
before I was just on the grind working. This is forcing me to get out and talk to people again.
Worst case scenario is you promote the hell out of your law firm, and people now know who you are, and when they see it, your name,
I'm
there's a bit
hoping
of
people already know who I am. A little bit.
A little bit. Also, this is the reason why I of
Right?
all the people, you guys won't believe just how connected Ranjit is. I can run into this motherfucker at the most random event, and everyone there will know him.
Nah.
You are the most connected out of us, I think.
Nah.
You
Let's
like
see.
talking.
Let's see.
You just like talking to
Yeah,
people.
buddy.
I like
You
talking to
have
people.
all of Moga. Put Moga, get Moga involved.
I got Moga.
Moga is
I'm
gonna
coming.
come out big. This isn't a Brampton election. This isn't a Ward 1-5 election or 2-6
Moga.
election.
Is Moga on his
This
back?
is Moga here. Moga meets. They better have like a big ass banner. Vote this kid.
I'm all about Moga. If this is if I have to push Moga, then yeah, I'm gonna spend
But
some money.
buddy,
I'm gonna spend some money.
if you could get like Moga
yo,
Pizza
what if
to
she comes out
deliver.
just as hard, yo? She's at like the Wabash sweet shop or something like that. And
Yo, my non cares a little bit too. I'll rip
what?
that.
You're like, I'm good on both sides. Oh,
Yeah.
brother. We're insane. But yeah, good
Yeah.
luck, you both. I hope you guys both lose and I have more votes than both of you guys. Fuck you.
I'm not
Oh,
running.
yeah.
I'm not running. I'm just the
Well, look, I'm not
arm.
going to
I'm
say
the
that
arm
to.
piece.
I'm not
What's the arm
going
piece?
to.
What is it called? I'm the pretty
Eye
thing.
candy?
I'm
Eye
not gonna
candy.
say. I'm not gonna chirp your
Go
wife. Let's
figure, her
just be
trophy
real.
husband.
So I'm gonna chirp
Oh,
you.
him? He's a doctor, but he just there. Go stand in the corner, honey. Be pretty. There you
This guy
go.
shows up in his sticky jeans.
I love my wife.
Yeah.
This guy shows up in his Stitcher jeans and his like international suit.
Like, where'd you go to school? You don't want
Yeah.
to know. Oh man. This is gonna be a fun
Anyways,
2 weeks.
talking about being voted, I've been trying to get this segue in for the last 3 minutes. Lisa LaFlamme, we still have to talk about her. She was
Lisa.
recently LaFlamme, LaFlame, what's her name?
Some.
LaFlamme. She was recently let go. She was voted off her island at CTV News, supposedly for many different reasons, but I think she was up for a contract renewal in 2 years after, I think, the 30 years with the company. And supposedly it was for her gray hair.
So,
Supposedly. What do you guys think?
I don't watch CTV, but even I knew the name and to the point when I saw the tweet in the headline, I had to like Google her and like, oh yeah, her. Yeah, so I can't say I'm like I'm a fan or anything, but it's pretty crazy. I want to reserve my judgment because I have to believe that there must have been something that HR can hold on to do this. To justify, you know, the abrupt not renewing your contract, rather than just like blink of an eye, now she's old, kick her out.
Yeah, it must have been some kind of conflict on the in the
It can't
newsroom.
really
Yeah,
be. It
it
can't
could
be
have
a
just been the
gender
hair.
thing. Like maybe I'm wrong, but I feel like the last 20, 30 years, it's the most iconic news anchors have been women
Peter
nowadays. Like
Mansbridge?
Peter Mansbridge aside. Peter Mansbridge aside, like CBC now, like Heather Hiscock, you know, she's a brand household name now. She's been there forever.
Yeah, there's definitely a
She's not
transition. There's
young.
been a
She's not young
transition,
by any means.
but I mean the
And not
age,
that anybody,
yeah.
I don't know, I don't care to have a, like a young news anchor. She's iconic.
Especially with the hair coloring, I don't think that was the reason, but the fact that I think the CEO and president had made a comment. I think Lisa's take was that after COVID, she didn't care to dye her hair or something like that, and that's why she let it go gray. But clearly, there's other tensions there must be to get to that point. But what a massive PR drop by Bell Media! Like
Yeah, it
whoever's
is.
ever's in control of that, man, this has been
Hey,
disastrous, right?
Bell, let's talk about this.
Bell, let's talk.
Honestly, I think it's for all the sinister reasons. The everything I've read is the guy and Lisa is a new guy came in, and then during COVID, she stopped dyeing her hair. She didn't really ask permission to do it, I guess, but she's like, whatever.
Permission, but even permission, like the
Yeah,
word.
but like
Yeah.
he insinuated like who let her do this?
Okay.
And then apparently her and this senior producer or senior person, whoever, really butted heads all the time. Everyone's like, yeah, they used to like scrap about story ideas, and he'd want a story and she's like, no, that story's dumb, let's do this story instead. And he was like, no, this is the story we need to do for ratings. I don't know if you guys watched The Morning Show. It was a Apple
I
TV's
don't, yeah.
thing, and
It's a
this
great
stuff
show.
is a great show. Friggin' Rachel from Friends is on it. This is, I know character names, I don't know actresses.
Jennifer
Jennifer
Aniston.
Aniston.
Yeah, that's one you should
And
know. Like, I know her
what's
as
your name?
Rachel, man. Just let allow
What's
it.
the other one? Reese Witherspoon, right?
Yeah,
Reese.
yes. It had Michael
What's his
Scott.
name from The Office? Michael Scott. No, that's not his real name. What's his real name?
Guys.
Oh, man.
Oh, Steve
I know him as
Carell. Come
Michael.
on,
Thank
Steve
you. I know him
Carell.
as Michael Scott, right?
Michael Scott, the world's
I
best
know.
boss.
I know characters. I don't know actors' names. But yeah, so it was a great show. But it had a lot of like remnants of that, because that's all about like that
The inner politics of
inner
the
politics,
newsroom.
someone getting old. We want to go younger. We need to hit a new demographic. But
Even there were certain things like there was he's kind of all about money, the CTV guy, and it's like they want to do reporting for the Queen's Jubilee or whatever it is, and he said it was too expensive. Like he didn't want to
yeah.
send teams out there. And then there was something about like they were covering in Ukraine about getting like a certain hotel, and he was like denying, like just
No,
basically cost cutting left,
he
right,
was
and
trying to be
center.
really cheap. They're like, look, if we're going to
Whereas
cover
there's
Ukraine, we need a backup hotel in Poland ready in case we need to move our team there. And they're like, no, it'll be fine. It's not that serious of a war.
whereas these news people know how to produce quality news
News.
coverage, where this guy is trying to do it from a budget standpoint. I mean, that happens in a lot of corporations,
Someone
or
new
any kind
comes
of
in.
product being produced. Someone comes in, they just cut corners, and you do lose quality. But I mean, this just sounds petty. Just like when you read all the stuff and you're like, it is just the news. Like, come on, guys, get it together.
Yeah, I
It's
know. When I read it, I was like, Team Lisa. I thought she got kicked out for the wrong reasons. And they weren't expecting her to have much, of a fanfare or fan following or a following altogether. And I don't know. I trust news from old people more than I do young people. That's just me. I
Do
need
you
the person
watch
telling me the
CTV and
news.
Lisa Loflammes?
Never, never.
I
I
did.
never
I
did.
did.
I don't
No, but
watch
if it
news
was on, like,
generally.
I recognize her. It was not like Man's Bridge in the National. That's a bit different. But Lloyd Robertson used to be on CTV before, right? Like when we were kids, it was Lloyd Robertson.
Yeah.
And then who was the guy on? Peter Jennings? Is that right? On Global?
No, but Peter Jennings is the guy who won fucking Jeopardy.
No, that's Ken Jennings. It
Oh.
was Peter. It's Peter something. There was another broadcaster on Global. Those were always the three big guys, right?
The
And
global
then
one, yeah.
Gord, and Gord
Okay.
from CTV. Remember Gord?
Yeah.
Gord Monroe. What, I forgot his name.
The
He was
deep
on there for
voice.
like 40 years.
Yeah.
That guy. But yeah, with Lloyd and these guys, and but when Lisa took over, I did know it was her. I wasn't. I mean, who pays attention after the advent of our smartphone or news to the nightly news? I mean, I think we all don't do that. But for a certain percentage of the population, they were loyal watchers, just like the National and CBC. A lot of people still watch that on a daily basis,
This has
right?
actually raised a
So.
good point. Growing up, I didn't opt to watch the National, but if I wanted to hang out past my bedtime, my dad was watching the National, so I had to sit and
There you
watch the
go.
National with him. Our
Yeah.
kids really aren't going to have that, are they?
It
No.
depends on, I mean, how many, forget the kids, how many people in our friends group, they probably can't even listen to this podcast because they don't know what current events are. I mean, a lot of people are just so, I mean, they are inundated, but they're so down the rabbit hole with social media that they're not reading anything else, right? They're not seeing news or politics or, I mean, I think we all three of us take a semi-active interest, maybe from Twitter or, reading the news like I do, or Shinda's non-ending Globe and Mail subscription that he doesn't use. But I think that trend is on a downturn for my kids. I do hope they read, even on apps like Apple News is great. I hope, but who knows, right? I think the instantaneous nature of social media kind of
Maybe
takes
campaigning
away.
for mom will get them the bug to like follow current affairs.
Yeah, I mean,
Don't think
honestly,
so.
sometimes I fear that if I didn't have this podcast, I would be so out of the loop of grown-up talk. And I
That
say
you
that
only know
because
video games. Do you do not do don't you have like a group where you just can have that? I mean, you
no.
guys, we do it here,
I
but
do
like,
have groups where we do talk about politics, generally politics heavy groups, but they're politics heavy groups and they're very bubblish. So my conservative groups are very conservative, and I try to be the anti-conservative voice in those. The liberal vo voice or the conservative voice in the liberal groups. The liberal groups kind of suck. They kind of kicked me out because I was able to beat them so easy. They kind of just
Oh,
disbanded.
so you just go in to start a fight, basically.
I go into talk. I want to see if someone says something, I want to know what the other side is. So let me poke it until, if you can explain the other side of this thing, maybe I'll take your side. If not, I don't know if I want to adopt your opinion. It's
I
more, I'm
mean,
just making sure I'm
yeah, WhatsApp
vetting.
groups, that's a good point. I mean, I don't use that really for, I mean, I don't know how your work environments are now. I still have like different staff in different places where we go. So I tend to have certain conversations with those staff. Maybe that's not as prevalent as it used to be, but like, there's one guy I will only talk about Toronto politics with, or, there's another guy we talk about world affairs, but it's this common ongoing conversation. No, viewpoints aside, but it's just there are certain people that I like to talk to, but not so much on the WhatsApp, man, because it, like you said, it just turned into a opinion based or an argument or someone gets unhappy and it's weird.
And this
I mean,
no longer invites you.
do you guys talk to people at work in that
Not
kind
about
of way, or is
politics.
it, or is it just straight work?
No,
Straight
I
work
talk
for
about
me.
politics.
Yeah.
For not for me, like I work in a very
Oh no, you had
conservative.
your you, well, you had your friend come on as well, right? So,
So,
I mean, at work when I used to
that's
bring up
somewhere I see.
politics, people would roll their eyes like, "Oh, you're one of those people who thinks this is serious." And I'm like,
What's crazy though is when someone says something at work, I can't say nothing. I'm like a patient, I just stay quiet and I just keep doing my work. I'm like, because you're not supposed to, man. But I'm so tempted. I'm like, yeah, we should bring you on the podcast.
right. Let's have you as dumbass of the week.
Yeah, exactly.
Now,
So
if it wasn't for
it
this podcast, I would be totally devout of adult conversations.
Oh, we're
don't
not
now,
going to talk about House of Dragons?
oh no, fuck that. Let's go for full
Let's
nerd
go.
mode. I want to go full
There
nerd
you go.
mode. All right. This is
Glass
the
of
point
wine,
of the
guys.
podcast. This is a point in the podcast where we're about to talk about the latest episode of Game
First
of Th
episode.
first
House of
episode of Game of
Dragons.
Thrones called House of Dragons.
House of
Isn't
Dragons.
they're not going by the Game of Thrones moniker no more, are they? It's just House of
They
Dragons.
shouldn't.
Yeah.
Of
So
course.
if you haven't watched it, this is where you should pause the episode. Not message me the next day saying, I can't believe you talked about that. This is where we've said everything we wanted to, and now we're gonna
Full
go full on
disclosure,
spoilers.
I haven't watched it either, and I'm still here, so
Yeah, full disclosure, there's
it's
really
okay.
not that many spoilers here because it's the first episode. They're just introducing character names. Anyways, boys, Ranji, boys, fuck Rat Robbie, he's not in this conversation.
All right, Hooked. I saw dragons. It was like sick,
Scene
but
one, right off the bat, I saw a dragon and I'm like, I'm in, let's go.
then they really didn't like bring him up too much. I felt like they. Like themes, I'm gonna talk about themes for the episode before I get into any analysis, which I didn't
The
really
hell?
give,
This is
to be
really going
honest.
in depth. I thought you guys would just say you liked it or you didn't.
There's a lot of
Theme.
like they're playing on the nostalgia of Game of Thrones.
Hidden Easter eggs.
Yeah, exactly. Little nuggets. Like they'll mention Starks, there'll be some guy from Winterfell randomly there. All these great houses. Was it the Dornish? People, the fucking, Valyrians, all these like little nuggets to like really like the Game of Thrones is Game of Thrones is Game of Thrones, but it's not. It's definitely not. Not right now. I mean, Night City, the city guard, they talk about that, the advent of that. They really play up to those emotions to really excite the viewer and to make them think that this is going to have some sort of interconnectedness to Game of Thrones. But the story itself so far, yeah, they're just introducing characters. There's a weird uncle niece relationship, I sensed. But yeah, there seems to be a power struggle afoot, and like that's what we're introduced to. So, shouldn't I take it away?
My favorite part was when, so obviously this is takes place 200 years before Game of Thrones. That's four generations before Game of Thrones happens. A cool little Easter egg that comes up was when the current king was passing on some family secret, and he's like, there was this dream called The Story of Ice and Fire, or Fire and Ice, whatever.
Right,
And
one or the other.
he's like, there's gonna come a time when the entire realm will be threatened by from the north, or from like monsters and stuff. And this guy had a dream, and it might not happen during your lifetime, but this is the one secret you need to know, that when this
And
happens, you need to unite. And the prophecy is that someone from our family is going to fight. And
Targaryen has to be on the throne if we're gonna win.
yeah, so it's our role as Targaryens to make sure we're in power, so that this. And that was the only like, cool. Yeah, I know what's going to happen now because I saw the future. After that, it was very much standalone. The production quality was very much Game of Thrones season three. Right? The production quality was on point. The writing was on point. I feel like this is the Game of Thrones redemption arc. HBO knows they fucked up the last season of Game of Thrones, and they said, look, we're going to make this one right. This is going to be the one that rewrites that failure. So I'm in. They didn't go too into the dragons because their assumption is people accepted that dragons exist. Everyone has, this family owns the dragons. It's going to be more about the family's interpolitics, the show. Not so
Didn't they say
much.
there's 10 adult dragons? I only saw two.
Yeah, because they're around. They're not just, they only show like the two characters, dragons. And some people are like, oh, you shouldn't ride dragons all that much. And she's like, I love riding my dragon. Like, yeah, whatever. Dragons are cool, but it's an accepted part of the universe.
This is a prequel, right?
Prequel, 200 years before Game of Thrones.
Yeah, it's done. I can't watch it.
That's
What?
why can't
Who
you keep
cares? All
it?
these nuggets you're talking about, it's the way that last season ended. Doesn't matter.
See,
It's horrible.
I feel like the fights and the standalone drama is going to be enough to just have this be independent enough
Is
while
it a
existing in that
one-off?
realm.
Okay. Is it a one-off season? I'm okay with that. Kind of like what they've done with
Star Wars.
the Sky Star Wars kind of, the one season, little bit of a story, fine. But if they're making this like a 10 season, prequel, you kind of know what's going to happen. No?
Right, but there's so much mystery around the Targaryens and how they came to be such a, like at least from what we saw, a broken house
It
on the rock.
would have been, for me, I thought it was going to be like the first Targaryen, the first dragon, and how they came to power and how they took control. Like, that would have been a cool story. Like, 200 years, you kind of know what's going to happen. I don't know, man. And for me, it's not as enticing, if you will, or I have to give it a chance and watch it possibly and
Like, I
maybe
don't
change
think
my
they
mind.
ever bring up characters that we know. They'll
No,
drop
like you guys
names that
just
we heard
no,
about.
you guys just start talked about like the nuggets and the story arc about something's gonna happen from the north. I mean like that. Like
No, but
if they
like
keep alluding to this the
the
first season, then
future.
I'm kind of, then I don't care. But if it's a completely
No,
separate
no.
story,
I think
then
that
I'm
was more of
kind of in.
a, that was just kind of like a, haha, this is still Game of Thrones. But like, how much of that, I don't think any of that actually plays into the show's plot. The show's plot's really going to be the Targaryen household trying to manage power and the family's own power dynamic.
So is it, would you say it was on par with the Skywalker series?
Not the production, no. But
Nostalgia, storyline.
nostalgia-wise, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know. I'm sold.
That's
They had a great-looking dragon. They showed what type of beef they're gonna have. We've got been introduced to the two sides and of their
There's some
conflict.
cringy
Three
relationships.
sides.
There's a Jajapatiji,
There's no.
like
They love
there's
their incest.
weird like sexual tension between a Jajapatiji who's I think a minor in the show,
Yeah.
so
Or, I don't know. That was kind of weird. I picked up on the same thing. Like,
was a
wow,
weird
are
thing,
we
right?
really
The
getting
first
incest?
thing.
I brought that up. My wife's like, it's not incest. I'm like, oh, no, man. They haven't done anything yet, but there's some weird energy being displayed right now.
I mean, you wouldn't be surprised because it's Game of Thrones.
No, I wouldn't be surprised if it was Game, because it is Game of Thrones, you're right.
Yeah.
But it's like two brothers not being happy with each other, when the older brother versus younger brother dynamic. Every
Sounds like
Punjabi family.
Punjabi Dutt family over Jameen.
Yeah. No, 100%, because it goes back like the
Some
dad.
guy who's dying to have a son.
There we go.
Big deal.
Gonna write about a
Naked.
story.
The kid,
Yeah.
Gotta
No, I think.
check who the writers are. I bet you there's a Punjabi in there somewhere.
I think the show's gonna stand up on its own.
It's like
I feel like HBO really is batting, hoping for a knockout with this, just so people get that taste of.
Doesn't HBO need it? Like HBO Max is kind of,
It's done. They canceled
is
it.
done, right? Yeah, like that's done. So they need a big win, right?
I
I
think
mean,
this
honestly,
is.
Disney Plus and Fox coming together, that's a hard combo to beat, man. I don't know.
Yeah, production. Hey, look, man. Episode one has got me enough to want to watch episode two.
They're cool.
So, anyways, man,
Anyways.
I think it's a good show. Talking about, before we end off, I don't know if you guys saw this. Scotty Barnes and our boy Bix, they were at a pro-am together.
Yes.
So pro-am is professional players play with amateur players. They're kind of like exhibitions. And yeah, I don't know, I think it's cool. We never,
That was
I've came
pretty
to the
sick.
conclusion that I'm 1 degree separated from the NBA now.
It was that who organized it? That Ball Don't Stop or Ball Don't Lie or what's his name? It is a podcast, right? It's that Punjabi kid from the States. He organized it.
No.
Yeah, is that isn't he? That was his pro-am. His
No.
podcast was on the jerseys.
Was it? I don't
Yeah,
know that.
yeah. He was on his Twitter. It's organizing in Toronto. Blah blah
I
blah.
don't know more about.
I know Game 6 was up in there too,
Yeah, I know
but
Game 6 was. I know Zor Basketball
Zor
was
was there.
there.
What's
Yeah. That's it.
that kid's name? The
Manny
guy who does,
Sota?
no, the guy who
Zor
does
Basketball?
the
Ball Don't
podcast where he
Stop.
gets the yeah.
I mean,
He
clearly
says
he's
I'm
bigger
the.
than us that he could pull
I
off
know,
this
yeah.
kind of thing, right? Imagine
Yeah.
the much ado about
But
nothing pro-am.
he did say he was a. He goes, I did this wearing a turban. It doesn't look like a turban to me. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, he goes very much, I don't know
It's
what the
not a
fella's
turban, right?
name.
I'm just saying. I'm just
No,
saying.
and his basketball takes are really shit, so.
Are they? I thought they're pretty good.
No,
No,
I'm wishing on that.
he's memed so hard in every single
I know.
basketball group I know.
I felt a little guilty after that turban talk, so that's, I just trying to big him up there in a second.
No. No, I mean, I don't know the guy. I've only seen his
But
Twitter stuff. I don't know his name.
if he did do it, like,
That's
kudos
a
to you,
big
man.
W. Yeah, if he
Yeah.
was able to pull this off and do a pro-am, fucking A.
More than
You're
we can do.
more than I,
So,
more
yeah.
influence than I have in life.
We're just trying to be
I'll
school
give
trustee,
Bix
Matt.
go to the week for
Yeah,
that.
go to the week. I'm gonna definitely try to get a picture with him that I can use on my social media accounts and on my. I'm gonna just do a video with him. Like, hey, Bix, pass the ball.
Get him
Bronze,
here. Let's get him on
have it
this.
all. No, I think we that ship has sailed. I think a month back we could have got him on this and he'd be cool. Now he's a fucking. He's like up here and we're still.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
It's
anyways,
the end
man.
of the
Wait till we all get elected.
Once we all become elected.
Yeah.
Once we make it, right?
Dick.
Hello.
All right, boys. And on
All
that
right.
note, if you have anyone living in our ridings, be sure to have them cast their votes for us. Because, hold on. If this podcast made any money, does this count as a political advert that would have to go on our friggin' financial account?
Not
I don't
really.
know.
If someone publicly endorses on social media, that doesn't mean anything. And are we even making money? I think we're losing money, aren't we?
Yeah, we're losing money and time and sleep.
Exactly.
But yeah, man, if you know anyone in our writings, we're gonna come up with more information as we come along. I think we should be very quiet early on and just go for the knockout the week before.
I'm
Let's.
looking at Rocky. I'm looking at Rocky. He can do it.
We're going round five knockout. Let's go. All right,
Let's do
boys.
it.
On that
All right.
note, thank you for listening. Late podcast, but it was a podcast. Till
Peace.
then,
Peace.
peace.